Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Princess told to stop soul searching, the Queen goes for a drive, the Duchess of Cambridge visits Luxembourg, Crown Prince Hawkins' hair-raising stunt, Prince Philip retires, but not everyone is happy, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Recent reports claim the Queen has told Princes William and Harry to stop soul-searching and to start behaving like Prince Philip. The younger members of the royal family have been told they need to put more effort and time into their official duties. William and Harry have been working on their Heads Together mental health campaign, where they opened up about their struggles with coping with the loss of their mother when Diana, Princess of Wales, was killed in a car crash in 1997. Despite the campaign's success, the report claims it's not what the palace expects from them. They will be expected to take on more serious duties and focus less on their charity work and campaigns. Meanwhile, the Queen has been seen driving her Jaguar back to Windsor Castle after attending a Sunday morning service at the Royal Chapel of All Saints in Windsor Park. Despite celebrating her 91st birthday last month, the Queen loves driving and is often seen in her Range Rover around the Sandringham Estate or driving down the 2.6-mile long walk in Windsor. The Queen is the only person in the United Kingdom who is allowed to drive without a licence.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Duchess of Cambridge arrived in Luxembourg for her much-anticipated visit on Wednesday, the 11th of May 2017, on behalf of the Queen and the British government. Kate visited the Grand Duke John Museum of Modern Art, or MUDAM, including exhibitions by British artists Sir Tony Cragg and Darren Armand. Next, she stopped at the Place Clairefontaine to see a cycling-themed festival which celebrates Britain and Luxembourg's passion for the sport. Then it was off to the Dry Echelon Museum to see the 1867 commemoration exhibition, which reveals the dismantling of Luxembourg's fortifications to lay the foundations for an open and outward-looking city and country. The Duchess participated in the official commemorations for the 150th anniversary of the 1867 Treaty of London, which confirmed Luxembourg's independence and neutrality. This was a defining moment in the country's history.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Crown Prince Haakon of Norway caused a stir during celebrations for his parents' joint 80th birthday on Tuesday, the 9th of May, during a gala dinner by shaving his beard off. He had paid tribute to his parents in a speech with his sister, Princess Martha Louise, focusing on childhood memories including making apple strudel. Members of European royal families from Sweden, Denmark, Greece, Britain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Monaco, Spain and Luxembourg attended the celebrations during the 9th and the 10th of May in Oslo. Crowds gathered in the palace square earlier that day as they cheered and waved flags before singing happy birthday to King Harald and Queen Sonja. Prince Sverre Magnus caused a stir with some of his antics when the royal family and some of the guests appeared on the balcony. One of his cousins, Leah Benn, gave him a good dig in the ribs to encourage him to behave. King Harald had celebrated his 80th birthday on the 21st of February, and Queen Sonja will celebrate hers on the 4th of July. You can read more about these celebrations on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace announced Prince Philip's retirement on Thursday, the 4th of May, saying the Duke of Edinburgh will no longer carry out official duties from August 2017. However, this news, according to The Telegraph, those villagers of Yunnanan who revere Prince Philip as a god are said to be rather disappointed with the news. Yunnanan on Tanner Island, which is part of the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu, hope Prince Philip will change his mind. They revere him as the son of a local mountain god who will one day return to them. They pray each day to Prince Philip, asking for his blessings on the banana and yam crops that provide food for their poor community. Prince Philip's status is thought to have had its origins in a local legend about a pale-skinned son of the mountain god who ventured across the seas in search of a rich and powerful woman to marry. According to anthropologists, the Duke of Edinburgh became linked with this local legend during the 1960s when Vanuatu was an Anglo-French colony, known back then as the New Hebrides. This belief was reinforced when the Duke of Edinburgh accompanied the Queen on an official visit to the New Hebrides in 1974. Prince Philip found out about this cult when the British resident commissioner John Champion suggested he send a portrait of himself to the villagers. The villagers sent him a traditional pig-killing club called a nal-nal, with which the prince posed with in a portrait sent back to Yunnanan and has been handed down to each chief. The current village chief, Jack Marlier, said, quote, "Prince Philip has said one day he will come and visit us," end quote. Mr. Marlier also said, quote, "Prince Philip is important to us because our ancestors told us that part of our custom is in England," end of quote. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.